Hi, hello, welcome back. What's going on, everyone? The sun has gone down, soccer has been played, the LA Galaxy lost another fucking game, which makes this MLS After Dark. Dorsey, why did we have to delay the pod a half an hour so your nose could stop bleeding?
I think you just answered your own question.
Why does your nose bleed so much? Why do you bleed your own blood? That's the better question.
That's probably a medical question.
And your medical answer is what?
Probably because I've had very little water today and nothing but alcohol and coffee. It's probably a hydration issue.
It sounds extremely healthy. It sounds like the Silicon diet over there for you, except you're missing out on the cocaine. What's going on, Dorsey? I was very drunk on Saturday. Missed a lot of the soccer that was played. What's going on, man? How are you? How are you?
Better now that I'm no longer bleeding. But Saturday was fun. I was on a ship, specifically an aircraft carrier, drinking beers. It was fun.
Nice move. I was on a raft.
Unicorn raft?
More specifically, raft? a $2 blow-up circle tube thing that most people wouldn't even use in their pool. And I decided to float down a river on that.
Did it or did it not have a unicorn attachment?
It had zero unicorns. It was half clear and half neon green. So you've seen them at the dollar store.
Did you go clear side up or down?
I went clear side up, obviously.
Yeah, showing off your fat bod.
So you can see through it and see like things underneath you. Because you sink so much in it, because I'm
fat.
A grown man sitting inside of a child's toy. I was going to try to transition that, but I can't. You know who are grown men playing against children? Toronto FC.
Yes.
Beating FC Cincinnati on Saturday night. Was that a transition, or was that okay?
Yeah.
Soccer was played. MLS played.
MLS,
no one knows
MLS
why.
MLS played. Cincy was at home, and
yeah, but all of their international level players. Wait, never mind. They don't have many of those.
Yeah, you know, you'd think they'd have a pretty good advantage here, but you'd be wrong. You know, I kept betting Cincy to win because eventually I do believe they will get a win at home before the season's out. But so far they've been proving me wrong.
They beat Portland at home game one. A game in which you bet Portland, I believe.
Right. The one time I bet Portland, they fucked me, classically.
Yeah, we're not gonna go back on that, but since that was literally like 4 months ago, actually it was in March. It was 6 months ago, so we don't need to talk about that game that I have randomly in my memory and your bet because of it. Toronto going on the road to FC Cincinnati, and they just beat the shit out of them, man. 5-1. FC Cincinnati scored in the 92nd minute on a penalty. Emmanuel Ledesma scoring that penalty for Cincinnati. His dad died just a couple days before that, so he was really pumped and dedicated that goal to his dad. So important goal for him, not very important for the score. It does basically make Toronto FC a playoff team, though.
Yeah. They're 2 points away now, I believe, or 2 games away from clinching.
Yeah, they've played 30 games. They are currently fourth in the standings. They have 42 points. They are 3 points above the seventh place team and 5 points above Montreal with the same amount of games played. So pretty much they win another game. They're going to be clinched into the playoffs faux show. And it moves them above DC United. So Toronto almost not making the playoffs to what almost – probably going to get the fourth seed, maybe the fifth. It's a team that I do not trust, I'll tell you that, man. Going down the stretch, I have no idea what to expect from that team.
It's a mystery.
I guess it's not a mystery. NYCFC They're supposed to be good, aren't they?
Yeah, NYCFC at home, taking points that the Revs definitely needed.
Yeah, pretty red-hot Reds. They start the game off scoring in the second minute, so you think it's going to be a good game for them. Well, turns out they decided to get a red card in the ninth minute, making the rest of the game, the 80 minutes after that, rather difficult. Turns out NYCFC pretty good on their really shitty small fucking stadium that no one likes to look at. Jesus Medina, two late goals, a last-minute penalty kick to win it 2-1 at home and beat New England. Ben, you can't take too much out of that game, right, with them?
No. I mean, red card and playing against 10 for majority of it.
Yeah, but that field is so small, though. Like, you could probably play with 9 and be fine.
Oh, yeah. That field is so small. It was so small when I was watching it on TV.
It's not relegation. It's not regulation. Right. There's no way that field even is allowed to play if it wasn't MLS. Any other league, they'll never play a U.S. game there for multiple reasons, but it's because the field is way too small.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting in the postseason. I'm pretty sure they're guaranteed that they'll be playing the home game, but if somehow that changes and they're not...
They're number one in the East. They're going to play a lot of home games right there.
But if somehow they're not, I really want to see them in a knockout game on the road on a full-size field.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they will do that. Maybe if... No, they're going to need some pretty big collapses to happen here if they're not going to get the number one spot in the East. They're kind of killing it right now. I guess we can move on from
there. Speaking of collapses, although I wouldn't call it a collapse because they just clinched the first spot in the Western Division. It is locked in. LAFC on the road in Orlando.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a collapse. I mean,
it's not so much playing collapse, without Carlos Vela. It's just a
playing without Carlos Vela and a bunch of other internationals. I mean, they had 5 people on the bench. That's not great. They're hitting injuries pretty late in the season right now, where maybe they're vulnerable more than they've ever been before.
Definitely get that first round bye, but.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get the number one spot. They'll probably still break the record for most points in a season. I mean, they are at 63 with 5 games to play. All they really have to get to is 71, so 3 more victories out of the last 5, which they can do. I mean, they're good enough for it. So they can still break the record. It's just whether they care enough to do it because they're way better than every other team.
All right, moving on to... Rapids.
They tied 2-2. I guess that's something that it doesn't really matter. Actually, that game was so irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Rapids hosted the Sounders. They beat them handedly 2-0.
Oh, yeah. Andre Shinashiki, man, future rookie of the year. He's got a lot of goals. He's doing some important important moments for the Colorado Rapids. The Brazilian. When you hear the name Andre Shinashiki, do you think Brazil?
No.
No, no, no. No one does.
I do not.
He's, I'm trying to find out. He's cool. He's a cool guy. I like him a lot. That's all I have to say about that. Is that bad? I should have had more to say about him.
That's fine.
Out of Denver, man. He went to Denver, so it's cool. But, yeah, he knows how to play there. They beat Seattle, who had, I believe, 11 players and their assistant coach missing from the game. Pretty much, their only starters that stayed were, I guess they had Nico Ladero, Stephen Fry, Kevin Weirdom. Yeah, they also had 5 people on the bench, so... They had to play 16-year-olds, I mean, all over the field, pretty much. Complete B team. Colorado beat them handily, so not much to look in there, other than it kind of fucks with the playoff spots for Seattle. And then lastly, Saturday night, Portland coming back late on to beat Sporting Kansas City at home. I mean, I remember texting you about this game. being like, hey, Sporting's got this in the bag. They're up 1-0 with 7 minutes to play, and they gave up two goals. Jeremy Ibobese, the American, and Brian Fernandez laid on. Fuck that game, man.
And then the bag ripped.
It was in the bag. Is that, I texted you that day, huh? My bad.
Yeah.
I guess just continuing. It was international break, so there's like no games. Fucking USA lost to Mexico 3-0. We got our asses beat. Greg Berhalter loves some shitty players, most namely Gassi Zardes and fucking Will Trapp with 1L. Fucking psychopath Will can't do anything. And then the second game we tied Uruguay 1-1. My boy Jackson Ewell getting the start, playing well. Nick Lima with the assist. Anything you want to talk about those games? Because I just could not care less about.
I think you friendlies. Said
I mean, they're so bad. Like,
I do want to say 1L Will is pretty weird. It would be like if there was a single A Aaron, that would be kind of weird. But I'd say 1L Will is definitely weirder than a single A Aaron.
For a guy who takes a lot of L's, it's weird for him to just have the one in his name. One L, but two P's.
All right.
And Will Trapp. 1L, two P's. That's, I'm just saying, like,
I hate his name. Sounds like a porno.
I hate him.
But
I hate him as a human. I actually don't. He's probably everyone says he's a good guy. I take that back. Okay. Yeah, man, we just suck as a national team. Like, I really don't enjoy watching us play soccer. I almost talked myself into thinking that us passing out of the back so ridiculously is just Greg Berhalter forcing them to be bad so when they can do it normally. But then I talked myself into thinking, I think he just wants them to do that because he wants them to do that, and there's no other decision behind it.
I mean, passing out of the back is great when you have talent, but when you don't, it's just dumb. Let's just stop all momentum, take it back to square one, and then proceed to suck moving forwards because we're not good at soccer.
Well, I mean, it's just like national team, you have 4 days or 3 days to prepare their team. How are you going to implement a whole system in 3 days with players that play a different way for their club team? Like, there's just no point. You have to be able to win in the moment off what you have. You have to use your talent. And if that's not what our talents are, then why the fuck are we doing it? I don't get it.
Right.
You got to coach to win. And he's not, I don't know. He's like coaching to like make players better. You're not supposed to teach players how to play soccer at the national team level. It's just not his job. And Gassi Zardes, we already know he's not good. Like, what are we doing here? What are we fucking doing here? If he was never coaching Columbus, Gassi Zardes, I don't even know, man. He'd probably be, like, washing cars with his 12 kids he has. That dude fucks so much.
I mean, it's great for him that he's getting it. 12 kids, though.
He fucks up games.
Why you gotta bring his family into this, man?
Dude, he's got a beautiful family. But he sucks at soccer. I'm done with it. I'm happy for his long career. Hope he has a long career in Columbus and gets to stay there forever. Also, we're talking about Columbus. I'm getting into it. Did you see the report that Anthony Precourt had like secret lingo and was calling their like operations team to move him to Austin? It was like Team BA. It was like Team B Austin or something like that.
I did.
Become Austin. God, that fucking dickhead, man. I hate Anthony Precourt.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how little I want the Austin franchise to thrive. Like, after, at what point has MLS looked at Texas and been like, oh, wow, we're doing fucking great here. Let's add a third franchise.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Austin Anthem, the supported group of their fucking grackles. I think it's cool they tried to pull in LAFC, get some celebrity ownership, get McConaughey in there. But, it's just a ripoff bullshit team.
Dude, that is straight up a smokescreen to try to ignore the fact that Anthony Precourt still owns that team.
Yeah.
It is 100% owned by Precourt, Ventures or whatever they're fucking, PSV, Precourt Sports Ventures. Bringing in, like, McConaughey to just sit there and be like, yeah, yeah, or whatever his fucking saying is. All right, that's cool. I'm done talking about that. Also, I'm not done. It's going to be the, like, them in Nashville playing it against each other. Is that, like, the Bachelor Party City Derby? Bachelorette and Bachelor Party City Derby, where guys go to Austin and girls go to Nashville.
The no regrets.
But everyone wears stupid boots and hats.
The no regrets derby.
Yeah. That I totally didn't cheat on my future spouse derby.
Have some on-field ceremonies. At halftime.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be the move. Okay. We get to, so there are four games tonight. We're filming this after the Quakes RSL game. That's why I'm so bitter. We're talking about it first.
The Quakes lose because of tears. I've been crying. So
it's because your nose wouldn't stop bleeding for a half hour, Dorsey. You have bad body. Your blood doesn't even want to be inside of you.
I do want to point out, I wouldn't want to be inside me either. I do want to point out, it started bleeding after the Quakes lost. Like, it was triggered by that. My blood pressure spiked or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, your blood's just so used to being in a different part of your body, most namely your penis, when you're jacking off. The Quakes, RSL, we can hop back right into that really quickly, right? Yes. Quakes lose to RSL. They probably, I mean, would you say they had most of the chances in the first half, except for that one really good save by Vega when they just let Krylock run down the field and hit that header. But the Quakes should have scored in the first half. They didn't. It looked like they were kind of playing for the 1-1 draw or the 0-0 draw, and then gave up that goal and then went balls out second half. Didn't really have another good chance, except Paul Marie has to put that ball away in like the 60th minute.
What are your thoughts on the handball?
You mean the actual handball by Nick Raimondo that 100% should have been called?
Yes.
It was a handball. It was a VAR. I mean, it should have been a red card handball outside the box. Like, I don't know how you don't call it. I don't get it. Dude, the Quakes, they're going to be at the very top of the unlucky rankings if anyone actually cared and did that for MLS, because they just don't get the calls that other places get.
Yeah.
If that's Atlanta, that's like 12 handballs and 12
especially,
and they win this game 12-1.
Especially because the Quakes have got that red card before. It has been called against the Quakes before. Was that 2018 or 2017? It was shitty, man. Do you remember?
You gotta remind me who they're. Why don't I have this in my head lined up about what happened? Also, Anibal Godoy is so done. Wait. What do you mean, like, it was against us, or was it for the Quakes? Like, the Quakes got the red card?
The Quakes goalie got red carded.
I literally have zero clue what you're talking about, so I'm going to move on past it, only because I don't remember it.
The Quakes goalie jumped for the ball outside of the box, clearly. It was a red card. It was a penalty. Pretty sure the other team scored the penalty.
I would imagine they did. I have no memory of this, so I'm ready to move on. Anibal Godoy has no place in this team.
Yeah.
He played all 90 minutes of this game because they know he's not going to play any minutes against NYCFC. Jackson Yule will play that game.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason you take Judson off. Judson was off because he's going to play in New York City.
Yeah. I am very excited for that 9:30 game. It's going to be great.
Yeah, man. Quakes, 9:30 game. But the Quakes lose. Fucking Danny Huzen looked useless out there, so that sucked. NYCFC tied Toronto FC, so a lot of FCs going on there. We already kind of talked about it. Toronto's going to make the playoffs. NYCFC looks like they're going to secure that top spot. If they were to get the win tonight, which they didn't, they would have definitely secured the top spot, going like 6 points clear. Right now they are up 4. And then on a better note for us, right? The Houston Dynamo beat Minnesota United 2-0, and then the Colorado Rapids beat the LA Galaxy 2-1. two straight wins for the Colorado Rapids at home, but the Galaxy losing again. They are outside of the playoffs currently.
I love it.
They have 29. Dude, they're one game out. I don't know what's happening with them. I don't know who you blame this on, but I don't even know who you fire. You can't fire the coach. You pay him too much. Zlatan doesn't come back next season. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, you're just stuck until 2020.
Yeah, I don't know what they do, man. I don't know who they bring in next year. I mean, they have Pavone. They have so much talent, and they're just not winning games. It is awesome. Just awesome as a Quakes fan to watch. Like, if we're going to lose, I want the Galaxy to lose every single time. So, yeah, that was a lot of soccer all in a short amount of minutes. Love watching the Galaxy lose.
It's a beautiful thing.
A lot of soccer this weekend coming up on Saturday, man. We got that like you already mentioned, the Quakes playing 9:30 in the morning, a nice 12:30 game on the East Coast. They do that to fuck with us, right? Quakes play the last game on a Wednesday. They play the first game on the Saturday.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
Like, thanks, schedule makers. Fucking awesome. That game almost would have been better if we... Never mind. I don't even want to talk about it.
If we went to New York?
No, I was going to say if, like, we played on a Tuesday night instead of a Wednesday because there was no point. Like, what's the difference between Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? RSL didn't play. They didn't get anyone back from international break. Like, fuck, the USA played yesterday.
Yeah.
So, just complaining. But a bunch of really important games. Do you think Sporting can take more points out of the Galaxy and try to ruin them on Sunday night? 7 p.m. game?
Yeah. I think Sporting will be looking to play spoilers yet again. Minas United, RSL. I just want that to be
big a match.
Draw, 'cause
yeah, we need a draw there. Big. Also, if DC United can kind of take out Portland, maybe. Like, Sunday is huge matchups. Mostly Saturday are all East Coast teams. Like, literally, there's not a game on Saturday that matters for the Quakes other than the Earthquakes playing. Like, that's the only game. Other than that, all the other games are pretty okay. I mean, they're just useless. Like, Atlanta's going to beat Columbus. It's going to happen. No one really cares about Chicago-Dallas. I could not care less about that game.
I could care less about Vancouver, Houston. It is a
but yeah, no one's gonna watch that
Vancouver,
game.
But
I mean, like Montreal FC Cincinnati. Like, no one's gonna watch that. No one cares. It's the end of the season. Let them go. Let them die on their own. Philly, LAFC. That's kind of a cool matchup. Philly just beat Atlanta United at home. Could they take down LAFC at home as well? Although I do think Carlos Vela is gonna be back and he's gonna play well. And probably beat them because he's better than everyone else.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Two teams very likely to meet up in the postseason. I really want DC United to lose so they're out of the playoffs because that's the prediction I've been going on. But that would mean the Timbers get points at home. So
DC United are going to make the playoffs no matter what, man. There's just no way Montreal Impact are going to win enough games to hop over them.
And then Toronto hosting the hot Colorado Rapids.
They're 5 points behind them, and they only have 4 games left. Like, they're going to need a lot to happen to DC for them to miss the playoffs. Just saying. I guess it could get hot if Montreal, they're probably going to beat SC Cincinnati at home. And if DC United loses to Portland, it's only 2 points with 3 games left. So, I mean, it's possible, but man, that would be a collapse. I mean, that you fire your coach if that happens, right?
That'd be like a 20
Ben Olsen.
Like a 2018 Galaxy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it would just be like that. It'd be embarrassing because they'd have Wayne Rooney on the field, but he's not going to. His brain's out of it, man. That was a lot of talking all at once, man.
Yeah. Just kind of a mouth diarrhea. Real quick,
yeah.
I do want to touch on fantasy.
No, I suck at fantasy.
Fine, we won't talk about fantasy.
No, we can talk about it because currently, right now, there is an exact tie at the top of the fantasy, including the points that happened earlier today from the Wednesday games. Both RoboBall and Gem City FC are tied at 1,503 points. And then DFS MLS also at 1,485, only 18 points back. It's fucking wild with the last four weeks left to play at the top.
It's getting close.
Someone's getting a soccer ball bought by me, unfortunately. There's no way I come back from 100 points.
I'm sorry, your connection was breaking up. Did you say that you're going to lose in fantasy to me and be buying the soccer ball?
Yes, it's almost like we split the cost since you bought the first soccer ball the first time. So,
Which one are you going to buy?
So remember,
are you going to buy the replica or try to find that orange ball?
I will try to buy the same thing you bought to make it nice and even for the first half and the second half. So shout out to one of those three people that will win that soccer ball bought by one of us. Remember, we're putting our own money into this, so please thank us after. Dorsey,
and
anything else you'd like to discuss today?
As I don't have any more news. I was going to go with the closing, but you interrupted that. So,
all right, close us out, man.
Don't forget to hit us up at MLSAfterDark@gmail.com. 5 stars, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 stars on iTunes, where we are hosted and often hashtagging LAFC for more SEO.
Yeah, definitely trolling LAFC out there. LA Galaxy. You know what? Both. Fuck it. Best team in the league. Quakes. We lose. It's fine.
Yeah. Twitter machine also. Always love to DM and chat with all of our wonderful viewers.
Yeah, some people don't call viewers, but that's fine. Thanks, everyone. Peace out, Dorsey.